Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with another Better Than Ever podcast. And I am so excited to share this week's podcast because we are featuring the 10K in 10 weeks winner of the most recent HCI Live, Julie Olemacher. She is an intuitive eating and body positive coach. She has a wonderful, bubbly, just excited personality, and she is truly, truly passionate about helping women see their body in a different way. So no more body shaming diets. This girl has got a trick that is going to help us all. So I would love to share her onstage moment. I did want to apologize for the audio from it. It did get messed up in the transfer. So I apologize that it is not the best quality, but please bear with it because she does a phenomenal job. And this is the speech that won her the 10K challenge. So take it away, Julie.
Julie, what would it look like? Julie, what would it look like to be more your, here we go. All right, make it your role right here. I got loud voice, so don't worry. Julie, what would it look like to be more yourself? My coach asked me this about a month ago and I paused and I said, to be bigger. And saying it struck me because for so much of my life, my mission was to be smaller. But thinking back, little Jay, she was absolutely a big personality kind of kid. She was the star of the movies we'd make in our backyard, and she couldn't wait to grow up because she knew she'd become Julia Roberts. Until one day, I'm watching TV and I see an infomercial for a Pilates DVD set. And the camera zooms up on some of these problem spots that needed fixed. And then it showed her perfectly toned body. And I never looked at myself the same way ever again. Soon I start going to our neighborhood rec center. A 12-year-old, sweating away in the elliptical, counting down for 15 minutes of pure hell. A 14-year-old in his step aerobics class amongst 30 to 70-year-old women. Soon I start stealing my mom's Weight Watchers journals and I count points. And soon, food became my enemy. And soon I couldn't control myself around it. And in college, I developed a fail-safe technique that was far too often dangerous. But nobody could know. It was my little secret. See, I had a perfect girl persona to keep up. And if I had ever learned, perfect girls have perfect bodies, and perfect bodies are small. And I was doing a pretty good job at keeping up this persona until one night. I'm home from college, and it's a family party. And I stand upstairs filled with guilt with the food I had just eaten. And I sit down in front of the toilet, and I stick my finger down my throat. And I sit there wondering, like, what's wrong with me? And I wipe away my tears, and I go make my way back to the party. Only when I open the door, my sister and friend are standing in the hallway. And just like that, my cover was blown. I hated my body. I hated myself. I couldn't figure out what to like me. I couldn't just stick to a diet. Why could my body just be smaller? Why are my hips so big? Why are my thighs still jiggling? Do you know how many squats I've done? Why is there so fat on my belly? I was a fitness instructor, for Christ's sake. Wasn't I supposed to have a six-pack with the other trainers? How was I ever supposed to fall in love? How was I ever supposed to be a successful trainer or anything for that matter? See, I had convinced myself that in order to have any of the above, I needed to be smaller. About 4 years later, I discovered intuitive eating and the health of every size research. I learned that we're all meant to come in different body shapes and sizes. I learned that your weight is actually a very poor indicator of your health. I learned that 95% of people who go on diets regain the weight back and 60% regain more than they started with. I learned that we're not all meant to be small. And this quest to be small, it kills us. It forces us to hide. It keeps us from living these big, beautiful lives. It holds us hostage in this place of, I'll do X. I finally lose the weight. Intuitive eating set me free. And I knew it was my life's mission to empower women who struggled like I had. In March 2017, I got BHC. I had no money at the time, and then boyfriend Alex believed in me. And today he'll say he believed in me because I believed in me. And then October 2017, I quit my safe government job in public health to coach full time. And in November, I enrolled in mastery, knowing it was what I needed to transform my coaching and have the impact I desired. And again, my then fiance, Alex, believed in me so much that he agreed to take money out of our house fund, the money that he had earned, he had saved, in order to pay for my training. And in July 2018, at our mastery retreat in San Diego, I had a breakthrough. I realized that for so long, I told myself I needed to be smaller. Then I convinced myself I needed to live smaller too. I had to break that, holy crap, I desired to live big. I desired impact on the masculine, not the small one. I was so passionate about sharing intuitive eating and body positivity and empowering women to reclaim their bodies, themselves, their lives, and yet I was playing so freaking small. I had this breakthrough that, holy crap, I deserve to make money. Like, enough to put back into our house fund, enough to save my future kids, enough to take my parents to Mexico because for some reason they refused to take themselves. You know, enough to shower the nonprofits that I love. Life-changing donations. But I felt guilty. Like, who was I that's this big? Who's I getting that kind of money? But that's what it hit me. It's not about the money. It's never been about the money. It's about the impact. Because I know there's too many women out there right now still stuck believing that her worth as a woman is solely based on her body size and what she looks like. Because I know there are too many women out there right now still starving themselves like I used to, who beat themselves up over every bite of food, over every calorie not burned, who look in the mirror and see everything that's wrong. And so this is me saying enough is enough. This is me stepping up in the biggest way I can to tell you, thank you, that what makes you special, what makes you healthy, what makes you lovable, what makes you phenomenal, it's not how much space you take up in the world, but what you do with the space you take up. And so, maybe I didn't grow up to be Julia Roberts, but I'll be damned if I don't live as big as her.
Congratulations, big day for you. Can you tell me about what happened? What did you do today?
Oh, you know, just like shared my story vulnerably in front of hundreds of people.
700 actually.
That's wild. Yeah, some of that. It's just that. Yeah. Normal day.
Just not, you know.
Just, you know?
It's just like a Tuesday.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you give us a little bit of a background on, you know, how you got into the HCI community, how long you've been here, mm-hmm. how many times did you try to do the 10K challenge? Like, give us your background. What's going
yeah.
on?
Yeah. So I found BHC in March 2017. I had seen some ad and ended up watching some webinar. Like, it was a Friday night. I wasn't usually home on Friday nights at that time of my life. I was like on my bed. I'm like, why was I here? Why did I click up and open that email? But I did. And I was so drawn in by it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like, I need to do this. So I started BHC right away in March. I quit my full-time job then in October the same year to coach full-time, which was a dream for me. That had been kind of my mission, was I wanted to quit my job. I wanted to do this full-time. That same year, November, is when I enrolled in Mastery. I've now done 3 10K challenges. So, and it's been a dream of mine. I mean, from the get-go to be on that stage. Because when I was first starting my coaching journey, and I was just figuring out what coaching was. Because when I had always knew I wanted to work with women who had struggled like I had with eating and exercise. But I didn't know how. I was like, how do I do that? And then when I found health coaching was a thing, I was like, oh my God, this is what I can do. Like, this is what I meant to do. Like, this done, Julie. Like, you have to do this. But I still didn't. It's still so new to me. And then when I heard the Better Than Ever podcast and heard the 10K finalists on it, that was really what showed me, oh my gosh, like, this is possible. Like, you can be a coach. You can have a whole career empowering women, and you can make a living, a good living off of it. So that was huge for me. I just remember having this moment, like, listening to this podcast, being like, oh my God, like, I want to be on that stage. And so it truly, from the bottom of my heart, is a complete dream come true to be this 10K finalist today. So,
yay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Do you remember what episode it was?
I listened to all of them.
Oh, you do?
The one that's sticking out in my mind is she worked for like an alcohol distributing company before, and she was really funny, and she was talking about like whiskeys, and I don't even know. I remember
Natalie Banks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's wonderful. Yeah. I love that is the one. Oh, yay. I'll have to message her and let her know.
There are a lot of other schools out there. Why Health Coach Institute?
It spoke to me because it was more holistic, and that was really important to me. With Intuitive Eating Body Positivity, I didn't care about learning a ton of just like theory. And of course, we have like the basic nutrition for health coaches, which is important, right? But HCI offered the personal growth. They actually offered how to coach, which I don't think other schools do nearly as well from, I don't know what I heard. But HCI teaches you how to coach, how to actually build a program. And that's really important. And then it teaches you how to actually launch your business, which is huge. Because, sure, we can, like, know the theories and we can, know how to coach. But then if you don't actually know how to launch a business, doesn't matter. So HCI is that whole package. And that was huge to me. It seemed to really just have it all. And just the energy, the vibe of it just was like, yeah, this is my home. Like, this is where I'm meant to be. It was just like a no-brainer.
Your speech today was amazing. I, as a female who has been in the like film industry and dealt with all of those wonderful, like, poor images of like my body, and I really, really connected with what you were saying. And so if your goal was to connect with one person and inspire one person, you absolutely did it today for me. So thank you.
That means a lot.
Thank you so much for sharing what you did. And I have to tell you my favorite quote. and it might be my favorite quote of the day because it spoke to me so much. What makes you special, what makes you healthy, what makes you lovable, what makes you phenomenal is not how much space you take up in the world, but what you do with the space that you take up.
Yeah!
Mind blown. So is that an original quote from you?
Yeah. This talk flowed out of me. Like, literally, I had a weird Sunday night where my husband was at a concert with his dad, and I was like, thinking about, I had to write this talk, and it's really important to me that I never force things. I always, whenever I write, period, it's always been a mission that I always write from a place of like flow and inspiration. That's just my thing. And I had like taken a bubble bath, listened to Oprah's Super Soul Conversation, and I watched a chick flick. I had no intention of like writing my talk that night, like at all. But after I watched this movie, it just like hit me, and I just like grabbed my laptop and just like started going and just poured. It was just like, yeah. And so, yeah, it was just an organic kind of moment of like, here it is.
Yeah. And you even had you're a very funny person. But you definitely had the funniest start. Like, your mic wasn't working.
I know.
Can you tell me about, all of that? What went through your mind when that happened?
Well, it's funny. I teach cycle classes and deal with mic problems, all the time. And so I start talking, and I knew it wasn't on, because I'm used to using microphones like that. So I'm like, all right, this is not on. But I wasn't worried. I knew that they would obviously fix it. It's good tech people. No matter what, I'm like, it's fine. But then I can always joke about my very loud voice. So, you know. It was fine. It didn't throw me at all. It was just okay. And in fact, maybe it humanizes me even more. So there you go.
I think it did, honestly. Yeah. Well, and then you were just like, well, gonna keep going. And then you kept speaking loud, and I was like, oh, girl, get it.
I'm like, I can talk loud.
You can.
I'm like, mics are great, but it's okay if I don't have one. You picked the right girl to not have a microphone.
We'll test you later.
Yeah.
So your speech, it was obviously I connected, and I know that there's a lot of other people in the space that truly connects with. But I'd love to talk to you about your clients, because I'm sure your clients are girls and women just like me. Mm-hmm. Do you have a moment or a story of a client who, came to you in sort of this a desperate or state where they needed someone like you, and then experienced a full transformation, and what was their end result, and then in turn, how did that make you feel?
Yeah, I have gotten to work with some of the most incredible women, and it's so amazing to me, because when they come to me, I really get them, and they come to me because they know that I get, because they know that you get me, you get where I've been. And I'm thinking of one client in particular, one of my very first clients, actually. And she's like, I remember our discovery session, we were at a coffee shop because she was local. And she was like, Julie, this sounds amazing, and I'm going to do it for sure. But I'm a skeptic, and I'm already kind of a negative person. I don't totally know, if this is possible for me. And our last session together, we were again sitting in a different coffee shop. She's bawling over her transformation, and I think the most beautiful thing was we had wrapped up together. It was probably February or March, and then that summer she had emailed me and told me that for the very first time she had got herself a pool pass, and she told me about how she started going to the pool wearing her bathing suit, which she hadn't done because she felt like her body wasn't worthy of being seen at the pool. And she was so always afraid of the judgment, what people think, seeing her, her body. And the freedom and the empowerment and the liberation and the self-worth that she felt in that experience was just incredible.
So how did it make you feel knowing that you were a big part of that?
Just overwhelming gratitude that this is the work I get to do, because I've experienced this change myself, and I know how powerful and life-changing it is. And the fact that now I get to work with women who have also hidden for so long because of their bodies, and help them to step up and be themselves and get their lives back, it means the world to me. And it's reaffirming that I'm right where I'm meant to be, and that this path is my purpose. Which is really, just really fulfilling. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you were the very last one.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the hardest place. I think that's the hardest. I think it's way easier to go first. Mm-hmm. When you found that out, what went through your mind? Were you relieved to not have to be first, or?
I think I kind of wanted to go last. In a weird sense, the energy of my talk, I knew my final lines, and I was I just feel it would be really great to end with that. I don't know why, I just was kind of I just feel this ending. I hadn't heard the other people's talks, but I was just I feel this ending is meant to be the last words. So I was kind of happy. I was okay, cool. Now this big ending that I know I have planned is the ending of all of them, which I just thought would be really, really impactful. So I was excited. But also, that came with, okay, great. Now I get to sit
you know, backstage while everyone else does their thing. And then, you know, like, my heart's pounding. I'm like, what if I had to, like, go to the bathroom? Like, what? Like, what? Like, what? You know? But it was great. It was great.
I know, like, in the past, the people who've been in that position have gone through, like, a whole wave of emotions of being like, I'm not going to watch them. And then they're like, no, I will watch them. And then they second guess everything that they did. Mm-hmm. Did you experience any of that, or were you just really secure in the content you created?
Yeah, I think I was very secure in my speech, because at the end of the day, like, I knew it was, like, my heart I was going to just bear on that stage, and I knew this was the message that was I meant to share. And so I felt really good about that. And I had debated. I'm like, okay, I think it would be kind of awesome to, like, have Beyonce in my ear, like, the whole time until I go on stage. Who ran the world? But, like, I wanted to watch my fellow friends on stage. Like, I needed to. Like, I wanted to, like, cheer them on. I wanted to hear their story. I want to hear their stories. Like, I can't not hear their stories. I want to hear them. And so I did. The only one I kind of missed a little bit of was George's, because he's right in front of me. And so I kind of had to, like, you know, minor freakouts and, like, oh, I got, like, my mic and, you know, get ready. So, but I wanted to hear them all. I wanted to, like, cheer them on.
And what was it like right when Carrie announced your name and you had to walk on stage? What went through your mind at that moment?
Just, like, this is what I've been waiting for. I mean, since 2 years ago, listening to the Better Than Ever podcast, like, this moment has been in my mind, like, my dream for 2 years now. And my success coach, Joe, will tell you that, like, last April, we did a whole, like, visioning around, like, me stepping on stage. And so it just felt like, okay, here I go. And I felt almost like a wave of calmness. And now backstage, my heart was pounding, and I was like, oh, my God, like, what's going to, you know, and it's like anxiety. But then I walked on stage, and I was just like, all right, here you go. Like, let's do this.
Why was it important for you to share this story that you shared on the stage today?
Yeah, because it was crazy, right, when you were told we have, like, you know, 6-7 minutes. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's not a lot. So I'm like, what part of my story? Because there's so much has happened, especially, you know, over the past year since Mastery. I mean, my inner growth has just skyrocketed. So it's like, oh, do I talk about that? What part of my journey? But I just felt called to, like, share the nitty gritty, deep, personal, ugly story of throwing up, because I felt like I feel like many women need to hear that. Mm-hmm. I thought that they needed to hear, you know, me going from that place with food and my body being my enemy to this place, where I'm totally liberated in my body and being my full self and playing big. So that was important. And I also needed to share the part about realizing my desire to live big and feeling so guilty. Like, that was huge for me. Like, that was a giant breakthrough, because for so long I didn't realize that that was my story. Like, who are you to live? You can't do that. You shouldn't make money. Like, no, it's not for you. But I felt that discord. And so once I finally was able to, like, own that and, like, realize, no, this is important work. I need big impact. That, like, this is too important. There are too many women out there still struggling who, like, are missing their lives, like, literally missing out on their lives because they feel so ashamed and stuck in their bodies. I'm like, I have to step up. I felt it was just like, it's my life's purpose. I have to do it. So that was also a big part. So I knew I had to both those parts and somehow merge them together. And that's how my talk was born.
How many times have you tried or participated in the 10K challenge?
Three times.
And what happened each time?
The first time, I missed it by a day. A client was late on her payment and literally paid me on Monday after the Sunday deadline. And so I was at, like, 9,000 something. I'm like, just missed it. And then in November last year, I had just hit the 10K, only my bridal shower was the weekend of live. And I was like, oh no, I can do both, because the shower's on Sunday. So I can, like, go to Austin, fly home Sunday night or Saturday night and, like, or Sunday morning, like, be at home for the shower. And my mother was like, absolutely not. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like, this is a really nice thing that people are doing for me. I was like, I want to be there for the whole weekend. But, like, I then couldn't, you know, do this. But this, to me, is a lesson in divine timing. It truly is, because, you know, four of my clients, actually, we had already planned on coming here together. There are four of my mindset coaching clients who are all, you know, blossoming intuitive eating coaches themselves. We'd already planned to come to this event together. And how special that I got to have them here and be my cheerleaders and be my support and just to share this with them. It's incredible. And the person I am today, she's the version of me that needed to be on that stage. Like the version of me in November, the version of me last April wasn't ready. Like that, there's so much growth has happened in the past few months that it's like, oh, divine timing's real. Like it was complete. This was meant to be.
If you could give somebody, or like the you 4 years ago, like before you signed up for this, if you could give that person advice, mm-hmm. what would you say?
The answer to how is yes. I mean, truly, like that when I think of all the different paradigms we've learned, and they've all impacted my life, but over and over again, I'm like, oh my God, like that's it. And if you can just, you don't have to know the how. You don't even have to know specifically what you want. But if you know in your heart what you're passionate about, and you just keep saying yes to things that are along that path, eventually it'll hit you. The clear path will show itself, and it will happen. So for me, when I was back in college and I had really started to come out of my, you know, disordered eating, I knew I wanted to empower women. I knew I was meant to like teach women how to love their bodies. But I didn't want to go to medical school and become a therapist. So I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I taught cycle classes. So I was like, well, I use empowering language through my cycle classes. So that's good enough for now. And I ended up going to graduate school to study body image and mass media. And interpersonal communication, how that impacts body image. So I said yes to that because I was like, okay, like what do I do? I want to do more in this, but I don't know what yet. So I just said yes to like, okay, well, I'm good at school. Like, let's just do more school on this. Let's like just research it. And then from there, so I thought I wanted a PhD, and then I was like, well, I love learning the research, but I hate doing it, so I don't want a PhD. So then I was like, well, I don't know now. Like, so I did a little detour. Detours were fine, right? I detoured and worked in public health, which is still great, but just wasn't. But that showed me what I didn't want. It showed me that I didn't want to sit behind a computer. I didn't want to be in like an office, like 9 to 5. It showed me a lot what I didn't want, and it gave me the push. Then, when health coaching finally revealed itself, it was like, oh, that's it. And so it's like I didn't know, you know, in college that I even wanted to be a health coach. I just knew what I was passionate about. I just kept saying yes to the little inklings, the little opportunities that showed themselves. And now here I am, like, doing what I know I was meant to do, and I didn't even know that this career existed a few years ago. So the answer to how is yes.
I like that one, too. That's,
it's so good.
It's a great one.
It takes pressure off, too.
I know. It really does. Yeah.
You don't have to know the how. Just keep saying yes to what lights you up.
I need to go refresh myself on all the paradigms.
They're good.
I know. They are so good. And then you just, like, you kind of forget, like, you know, you get, like, built up into like working here, yeah. And like you don't spend time, like you're so used to seeing it that you don't take the time to experience it, if that yeah. makes sense.
Totally.
I just wanted to know, is there anything that you maybe didn't get to say on stage that you were like, oh, I forgot to say that, or something that you wanted to leave our listeners and viewers with, you know, what would that be?
I definitely said what I wanted to say on stage, so I'm happy about that. I would say that there's so much more to health than we realize, and I would encourage everybody to go pick up the book called Body Respect, because it'll change your life. You can be healthy without striving for weight loss, and actually that's way better for you, which I know is a crazy thing to say, but go pick up the book Body Respect, and it will completely blow you away.
All right, putting that on my Amazon list right now.
So good. It's so good.
Well, thank you. Thanks for, one, being patient. Just for everyone listening, She was the not only the last one to get up on stage, she was the last one for the interview. So you waited a couple hours to come hang out with me.
Hey, and, my pleasure.
And somehow you still have, like, energy. Like, you just, like, it was, like, a refreshing, I don't know, like, you just had a refreshing moment. And here you are. You're just bubbly and wonderful. Here. So thank you so much for being you. Can't wait to see what you do. Please keep me posted on everything going on.
Will do. Thanks for having me.
Thank you again, Julie, for sharing your story and all of your wisdom on us. And congratulations for winning the 10K in 10 weeks challenge. Woo woo. Guys, thank you again for listening in and leaving me all of your sweet reviews. And if you want to come to HCI Live, it's not that hard. All you have to do is go to www.hcilive.com, sign up for your ticket, and, you know, come hang out with us. Thank you again for listening, and you all have a fabulous week.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.